This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Plumbing and Air here in Montgomery for over 100 years now, also serving the Auburn-Opelika area as well for home, business, or construction sites. Call 262-2946. Call Dixie and it's done. Hey, joining us now on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline is our man Chris Stewart. He's the voice of Alabama basketball. He's in Nashville. Got a game this afternoon. Mississippi State facing the Tide. Hello, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you doing?
We're doing good. I'm going to throw you a curveball early, so get ready, Chris. It's amazing how college basketball, there's such a network and it's all interconnected and all that kind of stuff. I want to ask you about this. Northern Kentucky punches a ticket to the NCAA basketball tournament. And, you know, like we said before, you know, it's all like 6 degrees of everybody in college basketball. Tell us why that's important and impressive to you.
Well, they were a really good Division II program for a long time, but they've just gone through a transitional period into NCAA Division I, and I think this is their first season of being eligible to go to the tournament. If it's not this year, it's only been in the last couple of years that they were eligible. But John Brannan, who was actually Billy Donovan's first signing at Marshall, was then a part of his staff, I believe, there at Marshall briefly. Anyway, it was on the most direct ties. In fact, he was with Anthony Grant at Alabama during his 6 years. And when Anthony was let go following the SEC tournament that final year, and Alabama frankly got a very unexpected bid into the NIT, John became the interim head coach. And won a really emotional game by a large margin over Illinois, and then went on the road and almost beat Miami. Handled all of that incredibly well. And following the conclusion of that, he got the job at Northern Kentucky, and in 2 years, he's done a great job. I think he won 21 games in the regular season, tied for the number three spot in the regular season in the Horizon, retained the league coach of the year, and then went through the 3 games they had to win in the league tournament to get that first NCAA Division I tournament bid. So it's fun that I listened to the broadcast as I drove up to Nashville a couple of days ago and listened to the first half and then stopped just outside of Nashville to grab a bite to eat and watch the second half and to see John and his wife Lisa and their girls and a couple of members of his staff and Tim Morris and Sean Dwyer that were with him that were part of Anthony's staff at Alabama, to see them have success and get that opportunity and smile and enjoy, March Madness. Was a lot of fun to see.
That's why I asked. Basically, is along the length and breadth of this country, from the northern Kentuckys to the Kentuckys to the Alabamas to everybody, you really can't beat the ambiance and pageantry of postseason basketball. Towards that end, appraise Alabama's finish, Alabama's seeding, Alabama's draw, Alabama's position right now heading into postseason this afternoon, Chris.
I think it's two-faced. I think you begin with the expectations at the start of the year. And the expectations for this Alabama team, I think, seventh in the league after finishing 10th last year, which was ahead of where they'd been forecast coming into the season. So in that regard, you finish in a tie for fifth. You exceeded some expectations. On the flip side, it's frustrating because for those of us that followed possession by possession throughout the entire year, to put it in the expression we use in golf a lot, we left a lot of meat on the bone. There were some games that, not even against, take Oregon, Kentucky, Florida, out of the equation. If you beat Clemson, if you beat Auburn once, if you beat Valparaiso and you beat Texas, then Alabama's conversation right now is infinitely different from where they get into the NIT to where they may be seated in the NCAA tournament.
Chris Stewart.
That part of it's tough.
joining us here this morning. And Chris, yeah, we've talked about, you know, what could have been, and you're right, a couple of close losses would have Alabama in a different position today. But they're facing a team they've already beaten twice. And you hear the, well, it's hard to beat a team three times in a season. And I mentioned earlier in the program, I saw Alabama play Mississippi State. And even though Alabama won the game, I saw some talent on that state team, some pretty big guys. So even though they've won twice, I don't think this game today is going to be any pushover.
No, and the thing about it is when you saw Alabama play that team, it was the first conference game of the season, and then it was 2 weeks right after that. So this group that Ken Holland has was extremely young. They've gotten obviously more experience. They said they've turned down the stretch, but this is where even young guys who struggle with the grind of a lengthy season have to get new life. And you go, okay, this is a fresh start. And, yeah, they want to get Alabama. It's just the nature of the rivalry series. You've lost twice to a team. Then, yeah, you're extra motivated to step out and play. And they, you know, obviously played a game last night that gave them a ton of confidence with the way they shot the ball and locked down LSU. You know, it's not a real story, but still, yeah, it happened. And so they're going to come into this game feeling pretty good about themselves, and it's a dangerous team. They're quick, they're talented, they score, and Alabama's going to have to do what they did in those two matchups and make sure that the guys who were capable of having big nights, most notably Kadarius Weatherspoon, don't go off on them. I don't think anybody scored more than 13 against Alabama the first two games, but you're going to have a similar defensive effort against their top threats offensively to come out with a third of the Dogs this year.
Chris Stewart, voice of Alabama basketball, Crimson Tide Sports Network on a Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Is it an oversimplification to say that as Alabama works on the glass is how this Alabama team will be? It was surprising. The loss to Tennessee was surprising. The fact they got out-rebounded by 8 against Tennessee was just as surprising. How important is the Crimson Tide's work on the window going to be here this afternoon?
Well, it's huge because State does have some size and some physicality to them. And the thing that Alabama has struggled with most notably, and obviously if you've watched all, is consistent offensive scoring. What they've been able to hang their hat on and why they've been in virtually every game, I know there are a couple of exceptions, but virtually every game is the fact that Alabama defends and rebounds. You take that out of the mix, and that's a major part of it. If Alabama rebounds against Tennessee, it doesn't matter how badly they shot it in the second half and how they struggled offensively. They get out of Knoxville with a win, but they didn't. And so you're right. If you had asked me the question, Barry, what's the biggest key for Alabama, you know, beyond staying with their identity defensively, I may have said shoot the ball well. But since you mentioned it, I think you're probably right. The keeping that identity on the glass as well is probably next to the defensive end the most important thing. And that's why I think Boba Olanian has a chance to be a factor in this game. He's not the first guy you ever think of for Alabama, but he had 11 boards in the last matchup. He had 6 in the first game against State. You know, if they can get an average of what he got, which was a total of 17 total rebounds in those first two matchups, I think they're going to have a chance to be successful again.
Never want to look ahead, but they win today. They face a South Carolina team that they went on the road and beat in what was it, 5 overtimes?
Four overtimes.
It only felt like 12.
Yeah. No kidding. So certainly, you know, Alabama knows that's a team that they, you know, they, like I said, went on the road and beat. So certainly not out of the realm of possibility of winning that game as well.
Now, here's the thing about this, and it's why it's exciting and also nerve-wracking. From Alabama's perspective, there's not a team in this tournament that Alabama hasn't shown they can play toe-to-toe. That includes Kentucky. That includes Florida. The one team that Alabama played really poorly against and never really was in down the stretch was Arkansas. But the first teams you think of in this league, which are Kentucky and Florida, Alabama's played with them toe-to-toe.
shot horribly from the free throw line against Cats and blew an opportunity there. Led with, I think, less than 10 minutes to go against Florida, wound up losing by double digits. But they've shown they can play with them. They know they're capable of having success. The problem is some of Alabama's tough losses are to teams that finished in the bottom five or six of the conference. So they can also show they can lose to anybody. And that's the frustration, the lack of consistency. And I tell you what, man, Forrest Gump would love this team because they are indeed like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's what Mama always used to say, for
that's
sure.
Exactly right.
Let me throw this at you there, Chris. Tournament basketball, we all know what it's like. As a broadcaster, sometimes it has its challenges as well. First game of the day, Tennessee, Georgia at noon Central Time from Nashville. For our listeners on our sister station, 95.1 The Fox, who want to listen to you, I'm guessing tip-off for Alabama, Mississippi State, 2:30-ish. What can you advise us?
2:30 to 2:45 is what you hope when it tips off, because we're going on the air at 1:30 regardless. So it will determine whether we have a pregame show, a talk show, or a telephone, depending on the length of how that all goes.
You know, the tournament basketball, though, Chris, is notorious for there's always a game that's going to go. We mentioned four overtimes. You know, you got that 2 or 3 overtime game, you're going, wow, are we ever going to get on the air? Is this thing ever going to tip? And, of course, that just – you know, delays everything else. So if you're that last game of four, whew, you're looking at maybe a 10:30 p.m. tip. We're certainly hoping that's not the case anytime over the next couple of days.
Well, if you can get me to the weekend, I'll play as long as we need to play and broadcast, as long as I need to broadcast. But I hear you. I'm thankful we've got that midday. Today, hopefully that's what we'll have tomorrow, and Alabama knows it'll be in the middle of the day throughout its day of the tournament, whether that's 1 or 4.
1:30 broadcast on our sister station, 95.1 The Fox on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Tip-off time, that's up in the air, but we know Chris will be on the air at 1:30, and we look forward to that. Thank you for the preview, Chris. We look forward to it, and good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. You know, I enjoyed being on. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you as well. Chris Stewart with the call today on the Alabama Basketball Network taking on Mississippi State up in Nashville.